MMC, Med-2's en route. Redcliffe intercept. Patient complaining of chest pain.
Two paramedics head out from the Ashland Fire Department to help Redcliffe's volunteer EMS service with a patient.
We'll step out, grab our gear, and we'll climb into their ambulance to receive a report from the EMTs and basically pick up from there.
That's Rain Ettinger. For the past 5 years, he's been paid to fight fires and help save lives in the Ashland area. That's not the case for Redcliffe's EMTs. Bayfield Mayor Larry McDonald says he was in a similar spot several years ago when he had a major heart attack.
Combination of Bayfield volunteer EMS and the Ashland paramedics doing their intercept is a big portion of what kept me alive.
McDonald believes he wouldn't have been so lucky if the local volunteers hadn't been there. Ashland Fire Chief Wayne Chenier says volunteers are vital to rural emergency services because his department can't meet every call for help.
We cover, 400 and some square miles for EMS and about a couple hundred for fire, and it is a challenge.
Ashland Fire's first priority is to the city and five nearby towns that pay for service. But paying towns like Eileen explored using the less costly volunteer services. Former chairman Terry Torco says close to half the town's levy goes to pay for emergency services each year, leaving less for road repairs and other services.
It became abundantly clear that our five towns have a problem, but there's a larger problem out there regionally, in that the volunteer fire ambulance services are starting to decrease in numbers of volunteers.
Rural volunteer firefighter and first responder Adam Olson says one reason is that people are working long hours or two jobs. He says others shy away from the physical and emotional toll.
It's tough. It may not be easy going to a car accident at 11:30 on a Friday night in a rainstorm, but if we don't go, who will?
Lawmakers introduced a bill this month that would change a state requirement to have two licensed EMTs or similarly trained staff on an ambulance call. Ashland State Senator Janet Bewley says it allows a first responder like Olson to lend a hand.
The EMT is a level up, and it takes more time, more training. There are fewer of them. It just makes it harder to staff that call. This way, we're going to be able to make the best use of the time and energy that our volunteers are willing to commit.
In Washera County, EMS Director Brian Donaldson says the county and Wautoma subsidize a regional ambulance service that staffs ambulances at stations spread around the county. He says that cuts back on duplication of services and cost.
Rural EMS has really struggled because of the limited reimbursement on fees for service.
If we get paid, which is a big if.
That's Rob Poles, paramedic coordinator for Great Divide Ambulance Service in Bayfield County. He says they barely break even when patients are covered by Badger Care and some don't have insurance. To bring in more money, Great Divide provides patient transports for hospitals.
If we took that income away, I'm not really certain that our communities could afford to pay professional people and mixed people like we do now.
But Poles says they may have to find another way. He says more EMS providers are competing for patient transfers to keep their services going. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.